Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into this new edition of UAP Weekly. It's Stephen Diener here on the Unidentified Alien Podcast Weekly Edition, and I am very excited, as always. There's always different reasons why I'm excited to start off a new episode, but for this one, it's because this kind of sets off something that I've been thinking about doing for a while now, and that is speaking to people who you may not have heard of before, and having them tell their own experiences and their own stories, whether it's abductions, sightings, just whatever it may be. And I'm really excited to do that here today and present to you a woman named Paulina Martinez. She lives in Mexico City, and she has some unbelievable stories. So again, just a little backstory here before we get into it, so you know what you're getting into here. And this was something actually I even spoke about with Snooki from the Jersey Shore when I had her on at the beginning of the year. And she was telling her stories because I found that so interesting to hear, you know, what she had experienced. And we kind of said that on the show that day. She's like, you know, you should talk to more people who have encounters or stories like this. And I said, yes, absolutely. I've been wanting to do that for a while. And so this is kind of in that same vein. And that's what you're going to hear today from Paulina Martinez. You're going to hear about her close encounters, her traveling, you know, to see things from space, her connection and communication with otherworldly beings, with ETs. You're going to hear all of that from her today, as well as, and this is one of the things that really struck me when I spoke to her. Not only her own communication that, you know, she talks about and that she says that she has with aliens, but communication that her children have. And you have to hear what she says about her son and how he had this, you know, I guess, visitation and seeing another planet with purple trees. And it's just, I'm telling you right now, you have to come into this with an open mind. You're going to hear things that you've never heard before, I think. I never heard anything like this, so it's wrong of me to assume that you've never heard anything like this. Maybe you have, but you may not have heard anything like you're about to hear coming up here on this episode of UAP Weekly. So enjoy this. Again, I'm going to try to do this more often, kind of like a special sit-down with, you know, just everyday people like you and I who have had experiences, and Paulina Martinez is one of those people. She's actually very popular on social media as well, mainly TikTok, and we get into that a little bit too, where she's posted a lot of these videos talking about her experiences on TikTok, and I know a lot of people have seen those. So we talk about it all here, so enjoy Paulina Martinez and her experiences that she's gone through in her life. It's really quite something. And as always, you make up your own mind as you listen, so here you go. Thank you so much for coming on UAP. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I'm super excited to be here.
Yes.
Thank you for inviting me. Yeah.
No, absolutely. And I guess, you know, the best place to start is at the beginning is kind of like, you know, what I like to say. And I think just to kind of give a little background, your stories have really started to, you know, take note with people. You have a lot of your stories on TikTok, a lot of views on there, you know, some with millions of views and things like that. What was it that really, I guess, got you started to say to yourself, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and start putting out some of my encounters and some of my stories on TikTok? What was that big moment that led you to that decision that's, you know, got you some of this attention now with some of the things that are going on?
Yeah, actually, it's a really great story. I love that story because it has a lot to do with my daughter. She, I've had these things happen to me, like ET encounters, contact, things like that, since a long time ago, years ago. But I never told my children about them because I don't know. I didn't want to put that information in their heads yet. I wanted to wait for them to be a little older to talk about this. But then something happened. I think it was maybe 7 years ago. I'm not even sure. 6 or 7 years ago, I was at home just doing cleaning or something, and I was downstairs by myself, and I started hearing this weird sound. It was like a tack, it was something like that, but it was weird. I couldn't identify it. It was really loud, and it was coming from the garden. So I went outside, and it was actually just water falling on top of a, like a beach bowl.
Okay, yeah.
And yeah, it was just that. And it was coming, from the ceiling. The water was falling on the beach ball. It is a little bit weird because it wasn't raining or anything. It just happened out of nowhere. And then so I went out and I saw that, and I felt like an impulse to look up at the sky. And there were no clouds in the sky at all. It was like completely blue, but there were this little, like very small clouds, and they were very dark, like very, the color was very, very dark, and they didn't have any shapes, just like regular clouds. But I just stared at them, and I saw one of these clouds started to change shapes, to like it started to become like a star.
Okay.
And as I was looking at this clouds changing shapes, I wasn't scared or freaked out or nothing. It was like it was natural, like when you're reading a book and it was like reading in the sky, and for some reason it was natural to me in that moment. And so the first cloud became a star, and then the cloud next to it started changing into an S.
Oh, wow.
And then that S changed into a five. And I always say it's a perfect five. It's not like that cloud looks like a five. It was a perfect five, And then the cloud next to it changed into a number three,
Wow.
also like perfect. So it was like star S 5 3.
Okay.
So then the clouds just like kind of faded, and that's when it hit me. That's when I realized that this wasn't normal, and I was like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
It's just like I remained in a shock state like for a few minutes, like what? And then I just went into my computer because I also felt like an impulse to go in my computer and start writing.
Really? Okay.
So yeah, so I just started writing, and I went into it like a trance. That had never happened to me like that before, because I was just typing and typing and typing, and I didn't have no idea what I was typing. And I remember like somebody came past like right by me, and I wanted to like look at them, and I remember making all this effort like to lift my head and look at them because I was like in a trance, And so I kept writing, and then I finished. I closed my laptop, and I left because I needed to, like to cool off, to calm down, and to stabilize.
Yeah.
And so I didn't even want to look at it. It was so much emotions and confusion, and but I waited a few hours, and then I went back at my computer, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna read it. And it said, I remember the first thing it said was that the numbers that I saw in the sky were sort of like an activation for my brain, like maybe my memories, to be able to have this like communication with them. That as soon as I saw that, if something would happen and I would be able to communicate. To do what I did, to start like typing, channeling, I suppose.
Wow.
And they said, we are from the Andromeda Galaxy. I always say I feel embarrassed when I say this, but I didn't know Andromeda was a galaxy. You
Right.
know, I just knew about the goddess Andromeda. So
Right.
I immediately went into Google and I typed Andromeda Galaxy, and then I saw that it was a galaxy, and I was like, whoa, that's very weird. And then they said that I sort of had a connection that I was from there, and that they were always with me all the time. That's one of the first thing that they said. They said that I was never alone and that they were always with me, and that I was here to do something, you know, that I had like a mission, like many people do, you know, like the so-called star seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like millions of people who are doing this, and they just said like you are one of them, you know, you are here to tell people about, you know, the shift of consciousness and the like spiritual awakening and, you know, things like that. And but they said something about me having a connection with them and me being from there, and they were like my family or something like that. And then they talked about my children, and they said that they were also, especially, they mentioned that my boy, I have a boy and a girl, that the boy was also from there, and that he was gonna work in music. He was like 4 years old at the time, 3 or 4. And now he is 10 years old and he plays like four different instruments, and he's
Wow.
like really into music. And they also said that my girl was like, oh yeah, they said that she came to work with the energy of unconditional love, that she was here to like put it out there, and that she didn't have to do anything except be herself. You know, that it was important that I supported her on anything, you know, like she wants, because her like work has to do with that energy. You know, the more she is herself, the more she is in that energy that she came here to do. So I was always wondering what happened. Was that real? Did I make it up? You know, was I hallucinating?
So you weren't sure yourself then. So it wasn't like something that it happened and, you know, you're like that, this definitely happened. You're trying to make people believe it. You were unsure yourself about what you actually
yeah.
experienced.
Exactly. Yeah, I started questioning, but I never forgot the S53 thing. You know, it was always in my head. Like, I know what I saw, you know?
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And then last year, on I think April last year, my son wanted to show me this app that I think it's called SkyGuide or something. It's this app on the iPad where you can see the stars and the constellations, and you move it around to see exactly where they are. And he was so excited about it. And he was like, I really want to show you this. And so we started looking at it, and I was really amazed, and oh, it's so beautiful. And then I noticed that there was a search bar, and that if you type the name of any planet or constellation, it will show you where it is, you know. And
Right.
I was like, so what happens if I type S53? And it's actually in one of my videos because I took a screenshot immediately, you know. So I typed S53, and the first thing that appeared was Andromeda.
No kidding.
And I got chills all over
Yeah.
my body. Because I had been waiting years for a confirmation, you know, that was real. I was like, I couldn't speak. My children were like, what's going on? I was like, I was speechless. And I decided at that moment to tell them, you know, because I didn't want to tell them before. And I decided to tell them. I was like freaking out, and I was like, okay, so years ago I saw these clouds, and then they said they were from Andromeda. And And it was actually very natural to them. It wasn't like, wow, they were like, oh. And my son said to me, oh, mom, so there's your confirmation. And I was like, yeah, I think so. There's my confirmation, definitely. And it was a very big moment for me because, like I said, for years I was like, was I crazy? Was I making it up? So,
So it's like they gave you coordinates in a way of saying, hey, here we are, and welcome back, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's
Oh,
pretty
yeah, you
incredible.
say that it gives me chills. And then so we were, after I saw the app, the numbers on the app, we got into the car. I got into the car with my daughter. She was in the back seat. And all of a sudden, she started saying, Mom, you have to make a video about this. Because I was already making content on TikTok, but it was only about self-development. I didn't want to talk about ETs or anything, even though I loved it, because I was a little embarrassed to talk about it. So I wouldn't. And she said, Mom, you have to make a video talking about what happened to you. And she was very insisting. She was 7 at the time. She's 8 now. And she said, a lot of people are going to watch it and you have to do it. And she was very insisting. And I was like, that's weird. And then she said something, I'll never forget that conversation. She said, Mom, you think you are only here, but you are also there. You're not only here, you're also there. And I said, where? And she said, Andromeda. And I was like, what? And then she said, and you think that your family is the one you have here. But no, you also have family there, and they are trying to talk to you.
Wow, that must have given you chills all over.
Yeah, like as I'm telling you, my heart starts racing. I don't know how this happens, but I was very shocked, and then she continued to say, you have to make a video, you have to do it. And so I did. I got home and I immediately did it. I was very nervous to talk about this, but I did. And she also said, she was very insisting, like, thousands of people are going to watch it, thousands of people, and now the video has like more than 2 million views. And then after that video is that everything started happening. I started getting an audience and I started feeling so much better to talk about the things that I love to talk about, And I was like, oh, there's actually an audience. There's actually people that love this. So I started talking about all my other encounters and con because I had many. I hadn't even realized I had so many because I never talked about them to anyone.
I was going to ask you that actually, Paulina, which is, I mean, that story in itself is incredible and how it leads up to your children being so profound about it with you and having these conversations with you and your daughter kind of guiding you into making that video, to tell the story that we were just talking about. What happened before that? I mean, did you have experiences before you saw that message in the skies about 7 years ago?
I don't know if, do you know, I think people are familiar with the constellation of the Pleiades.
Sure.
So when I was around 17 or 18, I saw that picture. I didn't know what it was, but I always felt drawn to it. And I even put it on my Facebook cover picture. And then I saw that another friend also had it. And I was like, that's weird. It's just random stars, I didn't know what it was. And my friend is also into ETs and everything. And then my cousin saw it and she was like, oh, that's the constellation of the Pleiades. And I was like, what is that? I've always felt like drawn to it, but I don't know what it is. And she said the same thing happened to me, and she also has like a connection there. So why I'm saying this is because I think there was a connection also to the Pleiades, like since a long time ago, I always felt like drawn to that, but nothing ever happened. And then a few years ago, what happened is that I was lying in bed and I couldn't sleep, and I was doing breathing exercises, so I would, they would help me sleep, and I was meditating, and I was up until like 6 in the morning. I couldn't sleep, so around 5:30. I was always like lying down, and then I I sat up and I was just breathing and meditating, and I felt like a presence. My eyes were closed, but I felt someone, I felt a presence on my right. And I turned my head and I saw like this really beautiful being, with blonde hair, long hair, blue eyes, very like angelic, sort of like an angelic aspect, and he had a little stone here, like on the middle of like on
What?
the third eye.
Okay.
And I looked at him, he looked at me, he smiled, and then he pointed up with his hand. So as soon as I looked at us to where he was pointing, I was out of the earth. I was looking at the earth
Wow.
from the sky. And I heard that he said, it is just an experience. And as soon as he said that, it was like somebody put a package of information inside my head. Like when I heard that, I understood everything he wanted to say. I understood, like, and they were saying, like, this is just an experience of the millions that you can have in the universe.
It's an incredible story, an incredible experience. I mean, did it take you time to, I guess, understand, and did you have to convince yourself that this was really happening? I mean, did you ever doubt that what was happening was actually happening? Did you ever say to yourself, "Well, this is all a dream, like I'm just losing it," or this is really happening right now?
You know what? I think because I never told anybody, like anybody, I didn't tell anybody about this. I wasn't questioning that. Maybe because with the other story about the numbers in the sky, I did told some people. And a lot of people were like, I don't know, maybe you were just, these people get ideas in your head and you start questioning. But I never told anybody about this experience. So it was just like, I didn't doubt it at all. It was very natural. Like it felt very natural. I don't know, it's like a knowing,
Yeah, I was going to say maybe it just feels like you've been told a truth and there is, you don't feel like you have to question it. It's very intriguing. I want to jump into your children as well, because you spoke a little bit about them after you had that experience with, essentially what you refer to as getting a message from Andromeda, from the galaxy, and you go into a trance, you write all this out, and you discover all these things about yourself, how you have this connection to the Andromeda galaxy. But there's also things that have happened with your children and some profound things that you realized, wait a minute, I didn't speak about any of this with you. How are you finding this out? Where are you getting all this from? Can you talk about some of those things as well?
I think it first started with my oldest. He when he was 4, he said to me once that he had a dream. He said, "Mom, I dreamt of a purple girl." He would say it was his purple friend, like, oh, my purple friend, she took me out of the earth. And yeah, I was like, what? And he was like very excited telling me, and his vocabulary wasn't very big, so he was just trying to, explain it as best as he could. And he said, yeah, I was flying with her and she showed me around, He would talk about it was different from a regular dream, He would talk about her very excited and he would say, my friend, and she's purple. And then I wouldn't want to ask a lot of questions because I think there's a certain point where kids start using their imagination.
Right, sure.
And so I didn't want that to happen. So I would just like allow him to say what he wanted to say on his own. But then one day he was talking about his purple friend, and I asked him, where does she live? And she said, and he said, she lives in a plane in the sky.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's because he didn't know how to say ship, you know?
Yeah,
He
sure.
didn't know about any of that, you know? Like I said, I wouldn't talk about that. So, and he said she lives with her family on the plane. And I said, oh, I wish I could see them. And he got up his chair and he put his hand on my shoulder and he said, don't worry, mom, they can see you.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, I got chills when he said that. And then I never talked to him about that again because I, like I said, I didn't want to for numerous reasons. But then, like 2 years later, he was six at the time. I was putting him to bed and the lights were out, and I was lying down with him in his bed. And I was like, maybe I'll ask him, you know? It's been 2 years since, you know, he doesn't talk about her anymore. And I said, hey, honey, do you remember your purple friend? And he immediately put his hands on his forehead and he went like, he started like breathing very fast. And he was like, mom, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. And I was like, what's going on? And he said, she wants me to remember. And I can see her. I remember her, and she's here, and I can see her. And he wasn't, I could tell he wasn't scared, though. I don't know why he was breathing like that. Maybe it was a lot of energy, I don't know. But he wasn't scared. He was saying like, I can see her. And I was like, can you describe her? And he said, yeah, she has purple skin. She has big black eyes, sort of like almond shaped eyes, but like the regular aliens that we see on TV, but smaller. And she has little white like spots on her skin, and she's wearing clothes, and she has long hair, you know? And then I didn't ask him anything else because I wanted him to calm down, you know? And then he just calmed down and he hugged me and he fell asleep, you know?
Yeah.
And then the next day, he told me like, hey, do you remember what happened last night? I was like, yeah, I remember. And he was like, yeah, she came back, you know? She came back to visit me. And then one day his dad asked him, why didn't you ask her to show you her planet? And he said, okay. And he closed his eyes immediately and he was like, yeah, I can see it. And he started describing the planet and he said, it has like green grass, and the green is very, very bright in the grass. It's like you can see nature all around. And there are trees, and the trees are purple. And then there's a waterfall. And he said, but the water is not like the water we have here on Earth. It's a different kind of water, and it shines, it's like glowy. And it's the water is also purple with like pink. It's all like shades of purple and pink.
So he saw this just on the spot, like a remote viewing almost on
Yeah,
land.
like immediately. He just closed his eyes and he was like, oh yeah, I can see, she's showing me, you know? Like he said, you know how here we have a moon and the sun, and there they have planets. You can see like really big planets in the sky. I was always questioning. I'm always like that. Even though I believe in everything and I'm very open-minded, I always question a little bit, you know, everything. And I was like, that's really awesome, but could it be his imagination, you
Right,
know?
6 years old, sure. You never know.
Yeah. I thought maybe it's his imagination. But then something really amazing happened, and I met this girl. Her name is Sab. Like DAB.
Okay.
And I met her through TikTok because she has close encounters. I think they're from the fifth kind. I don't remember, but it's when you telepathically call the ETs and they show up, you know, the ships show up. And I met her through TikTok and I went to meet her at her house.
Okay.
We became friends. And the first time we talked, we spent like 5 hours talking because we both have stories like that. And she said that she doesn't know my kids or anything, you know. And she said that she had a dream when she was 15. and that she knows it wasn't a dream. It was very real. And she basically said that she appeared somewhere where it was like a house in the 50s, and that everybody, she was looking around at everybody, and everybody had the same look on their faces, like, what is this place? What am I doing here? Who are these people? And something happened that the sky where she was in that place, because she went out of the house and there were like all these people there. And then the sky got like cut in half, as if you were to cut the sky with a knife, and it would open.
Wow.
And then she said, like, the sky opened up like that, and there was another place, like another planet. And she started describing the planet, and she started saying the grass was green, but it was very bright, and the trees were all purple and like pink, and there was a waterfall,
Wow.
and the water, it was like the same words. She said the water was not like the water we have here on Earth, you know, like the same words.
Wow.
And she said it was like glowy, it would shine, and it was like a dark purple and red and pink, something like that. And she had no idea why I was in shock. I was like, you know, she was like, yeah, it's a cool story, right? And I was like, no, you have no idea what I'm about to tell you. You know,
Right.
she said there, instead of the moon and the sun, they had planets, and you know, the exact same place my son described.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I stopped her and I was like, you have to listen to this. And I told her about what happened. And she actually said that there's another person that she met that saw the exact same planet as well. And that this other person told her that it was the somewhere in the Pleiades.
So kind of going back to your own experiences where you had that guide, from the Pleiades.
Exactly. So it was very shocking. And then I told my son about it, and they started sending each other voice messages describing the planet, you know, because my son wanted to hear her describing the planet, and she wanted to hear my son, you know. So I recorded him describing the planet, and then she recorded herself so they could both hear that, you know, they were telling the same story.
Well, I feel like we could speak for hours, Paulina. I mean, honestly, I feel like we can just talk forever about these things, and maybe we'll, maybe I would love to have you back on and we can discuss more of this because I just have a feeling that there is a lot more that you can say and we haven't been
I
able to get into
know,
yet.
yeah, there's a lot.
I'm sure. So, maybe we can schedule another time to do that down the road here on UAP.
Yeah, of course.
But I'll finish off with this just to kind of maybe try to encapsulate all this. When you put everything together, everything that you've experienced, even some of the things that we haven't got to talk about today with some of your other experiences throughout life, what do you make of it all? What's the overall message that you feel like is, that's trying to, I guess, to be imparted to you that you need to give out to the world?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think I've thought about this a lot, and I think that we could all, or maybe almost all of us can agree that there is a big change happening in the world. You know, there's a big shift in consciousness. There's a lot of information getting out of like the truth about the world and the programming, and people are awakening, and there's like all these things happening where the earth is changing, and we as human beings are evolving very fast. So I think maybe it makes sense what some people say, that there's some of us that are here to talk about this, to like help people get through this transition, because I think it's no coincidence that to me, since I was very young, this sort of subjects about ETs and about spirituality and everything related to that have always been incredibly familiar to me, like so normal. I would never doubt that there the existence of extraterrestrials. Never. It wasn't knowing since I was very young. I was just like, yeah, they exist. Like they do, you know? It's like it was very easy for me to. I didn't need proof, you know? What I would think is that, yeah, my children and me and like millions of other people, you know, like everybody that all of us that are talking about this are sort of like participating in this change and sort of guiding people and giving information and just helping out in this big shift in consciousness, I think, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. And I think the thing that, really strikes me is of course not only your own experiences, but the experience of your children, where you have your son who's 4 years old. I know your daughter has spoken, wisdom beyond her years. And
Yeah.
it's, you don't just learn that or get that out of nowhere. Like those
Yeah.
are things that are happening that you can't explain when, your 4-year-old son is saying, I'm, being taken by my purple friend in her airplane and all these different things. And he's describing a planet to you that someone else described to you or they hadn't spoken about it and you hadn't spoken about it. So you can't ignore these things and something is happening, right? And you guys are experiencing something and a lot of other people are experiencing things like this. And that's why I think it's important to have these discussions so,
Yeah.
people don't feel like they have to hide it. Like, let's talk about it,
Exactly. Yeah. Because that happened to me. I was embarrassed to talk about this. And then as soon as I started meeting these amazing people, you know, that thought like me, that were a little bit more like me. I made new friends. And the information just gets out there. And then you hear a lot of people, like when I posted the video about the clouds, there were so many people. I was really amazed that told me that they had similar experiences where they saw numbers in the sky. And I was like, wow, I had no idea. I had never heard of something like that. So yeah, it's really, I think it's important to talk about this.
Yeah, and I think we, like I said, I think we could talk about it for hours, and I know
Yeah.
we'll catch up again soon, but before we go, did anything else going on as far as I know, you put a lot of content out there on TikTok, especially any other projects or anything that you want to talk about that's coming out soon or that you're working on?
Yeah, well, I also do these, I call them therapeutic tarot readings. They're, in case people are interested, it's something that I love to do because it's like it's very different from regular tarot because the cards sort of help me understand more of what's going on with the person. It's not so much about the future, you know, or predicting the future. It's like if somebody has an issue or something that they're going through, the cards will tell me, like, you know, where the issue comes from or what can be done. It's a very, very deep work. So, yeah, that's something that I also do. And I also upload videos about that.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's deep, very deep. Where can
Yeah.
people find you, Paulina, on social media? How do they find you?
I'm about to open an English TikTok account because my content is in Spanish.
Okay.
And I think we didn't mention that, but
That's fine.
yeah, everything is in Spanish. But well, there's always subtitles. I think you can turn on the subtitles.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna spell it. It's PAUMTZNOW. And that's how you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, I definitely suggest, everyone taking a look and because like I said, there's a lot that we could cover here today, but unfortunately we don't have time because it would be a 5-hour, 6-hour episode.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate your time here. Just really fascinating stuff. I think the thing that really sticks with me is what you talk about with your children and seeing this message in the sky that almost brought about like this download of information into your, it's just really fascinating stuff. So
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I was really happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
absolutely. Paulina Martinez. You can find her on TikTok and all over social media. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And there you have it. Thank you again to Paulina Martinez for making time to join me here on UAP and to give her story, her stories, her experiences and her kind of, you know, perspective on all that. I think that was really unique and extremely fascinating to hear. So hopefully you enjoyed it as much as I did, kind of going through and, you know, as that's all that developed throughout the interview. It was really quite something. And like I said, it's something that I hope to do more of down the road, you know, and speak to people who have had different experiences. So really, really cool stuff. And again, you make up your own mind on it, but I found it to be very, very intriguing, to say the absolute least. And if you didn't get it at the end there where Paulina gave her social media handle, it's PAUMTZNOW. So you can find her on TikTok with that Twitter handle, PAUMTZNOW. That's all social media, but I know she posts a lot on TikTok as well, if you'd like to go and follow along and see more of her content. Well, that'll do it for this special episode of UAP Weekly. I know there's a lot going on in the UAP UFO world, and going to cover all that too coming up. We'll kind of, you know, steer more towards that, you know, get on the track of current news and things that happening in the UAP world on this show here on UAP Weekly. And also the traditional episodes of UAP. I still have to do episode 78, so I'm planning on that. I haven't done traditional, so to speak, UAP since the end of 2023, right before Christmas, when we finished our Most Bizarre Encounters trilogy. That ended up being a trilogy there. So still going to work in episode 78, a lot more of what you're used to with UAP coming up, but also mixing in some of these different type of interviews. I think it's really cool to get a perspective of everybody and experiences that they've had. So a lot coming up here on UAP in the future. Definitely stick around for all of that. And of course, if you'd like to reach out to me, you can find me and the show on social media at UAPodcast850. It's at UAPodcast850 if you're not following along already. Mainly on Twitter is where you'll find me, but all on the other social medias as well, I keep an eye on too. And in email form, if you'd like to send an email, I know a lot of you like to do that too. And I try to respond back to everybody as quickly as I can. It's sdiener, S-D-I-E-N-E-R, UAP@gmail.com. But like I said, a lot more coming up here on the Unidentified Alien Podcast. So until next time, thank you again so much for everything, for listening, and for taking me in like you have. It's an absolute pleasure to do this every single time with you and for you. So until next time, it's Stephen Diener here on the Unidentified Alien Podcast, and I will talk to you again soon.